This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It is time for a Bent News Update. I'm Ray Kube.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know, Marcus,
get bent, you shall.
We were both excited to hear that Peter Gabriel has announced his first tour of North America in over a decade. Wow, here he comes, man.
I'm psyched for this tour. This is one of the shows that I will be buying tickets for this summer. To hear him play not only his hits, but his new songs together will be magnificent.
I've heard people refer to it as the I.O. tour. I don't think they're getting the input-output aspect of the whole album concept. And he's got a new track from it, Playing for Time. It's out now on the internet and very atmospheric and dynamic. Cool stuff from the Saint, Saint Peter Gabriel.
Getting it down, sorting it out, so everything I care about is held in here. All of those I love inside. Everybody's playing for time.
You know, man, there's no higher praise for someone who writes songs than to be named the winner of the Gershwin Prize. And my girlfriend, Joni Mitchell, took the stage to receive hers in recent days.
She is incredible. One of those women who has influenced so many others. People like Graham Nash, James Taylor, Cyndi Lauper, Marcus Mumford, Brandi Carlile were on hand to hang with her, perform with her.
Friends and influences, you know, people who she kind of helped to find their way. And we're looking at this picture right before we do the story of her on stage doing her performance of Summertime at the piano. We both went, what? Herbie Hancock.
Oh, my gosh.
And all those people you mentioned joined her for the Circle Game, one of her most enduring songs. We heard it as a child. We heard it as a grown-up. It matters to us today. We go round and round, and congratulations to the great Joni Mitchell for scoring the Gershwin Prize at age 79. We haven't talked about it in a while, Marcus, but the tide has turned in the ongoing soap opera that is As Journey Turns. Last we checked in, the two members were fighting over a charge on a credit card. Now it's extended to one of the members, we won't say who, performing at Mar-a-Lago, and a pissing match over whose personal security guards have higher rank in the backstage hierarchy. These are the things these guys are fighting over. And when we say these guys, we mean Neil Sean and Jonathan Kay.
Oh my goodness, this is absolutely ridiculous, and what a waste of money for them and the rest of the band to even have to deal with that. That is just insane, absolutely crazy. They're snooping on each other. It's just, oh my gosh, come on, guys.
And in the middle of this, the long-rumored Greg Rolie return happened for a couple shows, so that kind of threw a little twist in the thing as well.
Come on, guys, stop this nonsense and play music.
To be continued as the journey turns. What's that song that we don't like to play that much? It's been a while, Marcus. Mudhoney surprising everyone with an announcement of a new album and a tour to follow. Here's Marcus with the details.
I'm so psyched. We're getting a new album and tour from them. They're going to be doing some dates in Australia in mid-April through early May. And then in October, they begin in the Northwest, Spokane, Washington. And they are doing like a two-month hike that ends up at the Crocodile in Seattle. It's almost like they're circling the United States and coming back to the Northwest. And if you haven't seen Mudhoney live, make sure you see them. They are worth it.
Well, we've managed to get around to the next story on Bent News this week. The Struts coming to the United States, baby. It's the Remember the Name Tour, like we could forget, pal.
Boy, if you want to see a fun show, go check out The Struts. They will pull you into their show and you will be singing along. It is a fun show. They are so influenced by Bowie and Queen and the glam.
All of it, yep.
You see it in their shows. They're beginning June 16th in Detroit at the Fillmore and wrapping up July 22nd at the Fillmore in Philadelphia.
Right. And yeah.
It's going to be a wild tour. Go see The Struts live.
It'll be my first time. Will you go with me?
Absolutely.
I saw that you were in the file late last night adding tour date for one of your favorite bands in the known and unknown universe, Rival Sons. Marcus with the details.
I am so excited for this tour. It's been way too long since I've seen Rival Sons live. Incredible band. They've got a new album called Dark Fighter dropping on June 2nd. And they have two songs they've released, Rapture and Nobody Wants to Die. The videos are incredible. And that teenager riding that little scooter bike in the Rapture video is Scott Holiday's teenage son. The video is cool. The song is great. And they begin their tour May 11th in Oklahoma City. And they are wrapping it up June 18th at the Ogden Theater in Denver, Colorado. A great place to see live music. And then they're going to be heading over to Europe and doing some of the festivals in July and August as well. So go see the Rival Sons.
This one late to the Bent Newsroom, Marcus. John Mellencamp's stuff has a permanent home. It's been announced that all of his music, his instruments and stuff like that, all of his stuff related to his philanthropy and social activism and art will all be donated to Indiana University upon his passing from this mortal coil. So no wondering about where you're going to go to visit Mellencamp's stuff.
That's such a cool thing to do, because hopefully these educational institutions will do the right thing and preserve these archives or share these archives the way they're meant to be, because Cougar, great musician, great songwriter.
You call him Cougar.
Mellencamp, okay. Mellencamp, a great songwriter, a great performer, excellent singer. He's written some incredible songs over the years, and his importance in rock and roll cannot go unnoticed.
It seems like it's a new trend, Marcus. Bowie stuff has a place, and they're looking for a place for Lou stuff. And now, Mellencamp is being proactive on it. Neil Young announcing two archive albums that he's going to release on CD and vinyl if you want it. It's the Santa Monica Flyers album, Somewhere Under the Rainbow, recorded at the Rainbow Theater, and a lot of neat stuff on there.
I come down from the Crooked Mansion, and I married the DJ's daughter. Since that day, I've heard it mentioned that my name is on the line. Now my name is on the line. How could people someone?
And a band called The Ducks and a bootleg called High Flyin'. These two have been around out there and now will be available for official release. Now, the Santa Monica Flyers included Nils Lofgren, Ben Keith, Billy Talbot, and Ralph Molina. If you saw The Ducks on a marquee, that was a show to be at, because it was going to be Neil and Bob Mosley from Moby Grape, Jeff Blackburn, and drummer Joey Craviato. they would just show up and play gigs all over California.
This is so exciting because Neil Young has done a great job archiving his music, archiving his live shows, and the fact that he is starting to share them and release them in chunks here and there is just magnificent.
I'll go one step beyond that and say that as far as artists controlling their own digital stuff, he's number one. He was the leader into it, and he still has the best thing going.
Pearl Jam learned a lot from him.
In many ways, Grasshopper. Here's one from We Told You So. Now, give us a dollar, department. Nita Strauss is returning to the Alice Cooper Band for his 2023 tour.
We both knew this was going to happen. She just asked for a leave of absence to work with somebody else, and nothing wrong with that. And Alice Cooper is so rad in so many ways. And he's like, yeah, sure. If you want to go play with whoever for a while, go play. The door's open. Come back. You are cool. We are cool. Do what you got to do. And I just love that attitude about Alice Cooper, man. That's living life.
You know who's going to be really happy about this news? Our pal Sydney Taylor, who works for the Alice Tour.
Absolutely.
It's been a pretty rough couple days when it comes to losing people in the rock and roll world, but when it's somebody you know, somebody you worked with, somebody you thought of as a friend, when it's Gary Rossington from Lynyrd Skynyrd, it just kicked me right in the midsection when I read that. He passed away this week at the age of 71. He'd had heart issues, but it still hurts when somebody who is so important in rock and roll die so young. 71's not old anymore. I was lucky to work with the band when they came back with the 20 album in 1997. In the next 5 years, I was part of the Skynyrd family, got to know Gary and Johnny and the whole rest of the guys. This latest loss is just another one that hurts real bad.
And when a loss like this happens, find a live radio station that plays rock and roll, because you will immediately hear tributes to artists like Gary Rossington, who passed away on Sunday night. So heartbreaking. We're losing so many people that influenced the direction of rock and roll and had a big part in it.
Part of the sonic imprint of the 1970s is the playing of David Lindley, specifically with Jackson Browne. He died at age 78 this week, Marcus, from complications due to long COVID, essentially. The multi-instrumentalist is all over Jackson Browne's first four albums and the landmark Running on Empty live album. Our next report of loss from the rock and roll world comes from an even younger person, Steve Mackey, bassist for Pulp and producer, dying at age 56 after a short illness.
Not much has been released regarding his passing other than an undisclosed illness.
And this one surprised everybody, I think. It was the passing of Glenn Lockett. Most people know him as Spot, one of the top producers of the SST Records sound. Husker Du, Black Flag, only 72.
Spot had a huge influence on me. He helped create albums that were so important to me in my teenage years, like Damaged by Black Flag. He also was involved in four Husker Du albums. He was involved in producing The Misfits. He helped produce The Meat Puppets 2, which gave us Lake of Fire, and Nirvana ended up covering it on the Unplugged record.
It's all connected out there, man. It's all connected. I don't know about you, but I'm fucking tired of doing stories like these. But we've got one more to add this week. His name is Michael Rhodes. You may not know him that well, but you know his playing because he was right alongside guys like Rodney Crowell or Vince Gill or Hank DeVito. He played on albums by Steve Winwood and Winona Judd, Dolly Parton and Randy Travis, Faith Hill. All these people had him on their albums. As of late, he'd been in the touring band of the great Joe Bonamassa. Michael Rhodes, gone at age 69. Well, I got to be honest with you, Marcus. That's all just a little bit too much.
Way too much death. Way too much death.
I've been noticing a real uptick in our downloads in Denmark. So I want to say, Daxema Forlita. Marcus has the Monday release update. What's coming down the pipeline for everybody?
This Monday, we're going to talk about one of the most magnificent albums ever produced. Progressive, conceptual soul at its finest. I'm talking about the double album Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder, and that also includes the 4-song EP that was included.
Of course it does.
With the original purchases of Songs in the Key of Life.
It's an episode of Game Changer, Songs in the Key of Life, out Monday wherever you get your podcasts. And that's going to do it for this Bent News update from the Dark Doc Media Studios. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
Of course you are. And when you need to know,
get bent indeed.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.